Save big money at Menards. Let the fresh air in and keep the bugs out with replacement screen for your doors and windows from AdForce. It's easy to install, durable against the elements, and comes in a variety of types to suit your needs. Repair your screens today with a roll of replacement screen on sale through May 5th. And check out more great deals happening now in our weekly flyer on Menards.com. Save big money
at Menards. Hi everyone, Sandman here. This video was brought to you by a donation from Chetan. He didn't give me a topic, so I'll read his comments, give everyone my take on them, and then move on to the main topic, which is the way I see the West ending. Here's what he has to say, and I quote, "Hi Sandman, number one, I'm not dating a white girl, nor am I interested in them, as they come across as super crazy. So don't hate on me for that. Number two, don't believe the fertility rate or any data given by the government of India, as it's all bogus extrapolations. Search Adani scam on Google. Indian people generally are hypocritical and looking to scam just about anything breathing. No one can or is to be trusted here. India's population will not shrink below 1 billion anytime before 2100. Like Muslims, most Indians seek to take over the West as they see it as weak. Take a look at Sikhs in Canada, most I know are perennial crazy over getting some fair-skinned girl to smash, be it a white girl or someone from my religion, in the hills where they are known for notoriously getting female fetuses aborted. Well, Chetan, thanks for the donation. Well, you were the one that said that you were involved with white sugar babies. You didn't really say if you were dating any of them or not. I hope you're not trying to compensate for something like that. As for India, it's in the same population collapse trajectory as the rest of the world. It's just that Japan, South Korea are in front, then Europe, then India, and then Africa in the demographic collapse roller coaster ride. New Delhi doesn't even have replacement population anymore. The West and just about every country on the verge of economic collapse, as populations peak out gradually. Countries will go bankrupt from unfunded liabilities as their people stop having babies. I read a transcript from the Council on Foreign Relations for this video, and they said that there are three strategies to get the population up. Give women financial resources to have children, which has failed to get any country back above replacements. Number two, immigration, which is working for now in places like Canada and Australia, but will fail in the end because Western countries' innovation will be gone, because they won't assimilate, and those countries will become multicultural. Germany has even said that multiculturalism is a failure. Option number three is to forcefully take women's rights away. This worked in Romania when abortions and contraception were banned. The birth rate doubled in less than a year. As for the council, they see the population peaking out in the 2060s, and then down we go. I see it happening sooner with sex bots and AI girlfriends like Joy from Blade Runner 2049, that I put a link to in the description. Less babies also means smaller future tax base, so infrastructure will be left to crumble. Pension schemes will fail. Less young people means less innovation and people to buy consumer durable goods. In essence, the social safety net and economy will crumble. The healthcare system crumbles from way too much demand. Government and corporate jobs disappear. Well, at least on the plus side, real estate becomes cheaper. Economic growth ends, and with it fiat currency that's based on constant growth of the money supply. The question to ask is, what replaces it? Bitcoin, gold, silver? I don't know. I'll discuss more in a moment, but let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, Moneyline Investments. This is a premier sports service. If you're interested in making sustainable remote income instead of women stealing your income, then this service is for you. It has a proven track record of getting its clients an average of $1,600 a month with only a $100 investment. The more you invest, the more you make. If you want to make money daily, sign up with MoneylineInvestments.com. And use my promo code SANDMAN for 15% off your first subscription. If you sign up for the monthly package, you get a 100% money-back guarantee if you don't profit from their three-step system. What are you waiting for? Sign up at the sponsor link down below.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Save big money now on new siding from LP Smart Side at Menards. Update and beautify your home with your choice of 13 timeless colors of pre-finished engineered siding. It's durable and includes a Sherwin-Williams factory finish paint warranty that means no painting for years to come. View our entire selection of siding from LP Smart Side today. And don't forget to check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money
at Menards. Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications through LifeMD? LifeMD is now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
Anyways, now back to where financially and demographically fucked, and that's before we even start fucking sex bots clown world show. Once the male sexual revolution involving technology begins, our current 1.5 fertility rate is probably going to go down below 1 in the Western world. Yes, women are playing a part in the crash, with regards to their educations, but in the end it's probably going to be men that get blamed for all of this. After all, women are already complaining that not enough men are manning up to provide all the things that they want to start a family. Men are generally doing worse now because women are being elevated through affirmative action onto the economic and career pedestal. If South Korea is only having about 35-40% of the babies required to replace its population, and this goes on for 3 generations, then their population will go from 50 million all the way down to 5 million or less in only 3-4 generations. This is eventually going to start happening everywhere. Another thing that's going to push the accelerator on this issue is unfunded liabilities before the population ever crashes. We're going to see a cascade of problems. Energy, money, feminism, soy boys, and so much more. Plus, if the West goes down financially, it's going to take down most other places with it. All that and sex bots. We're absolutely screwed. Add falling petroleum production, and without fossil fuels, we can't sustain big agriculture. Without that, a huge percentage of the population will starve. I don't really see how we get out of this unscathed. There's a good chance we'll start to see plagues as antibiotics are no longer working as bacteria becomes antibiotic resistant. Many of the rich people will not want to remain and will basically avoid propping up the West and will leave. We're now seeing that with New York City, and it's just the start. I found a UN report that showed us that in 25 years, Japan's population will decline by 16%. Croatia, Bosnia, and Serbia, all about 18%. Latvia, Lithuania, and Bulgaria, 22%. Looks like I should start a ghost town exploration channel, because there'll be so many abandoned places in the near future. The crazy thing is that as populations fall, the smaller populations don't spread out into the countryside. But instead, they move into the cities, where urbanization only further reduces the birth rates. As men, we're going our own way en masse and no one told us to do it. We're staying away from marriage and baby making, and look what's happening. Just imagine what happens with porn 2.0 and AI girlfriends. I predict that suburban wastelands will be left to rot and an apocalypse will happen without a nuclear war. Unless we do something drastic, we're already entering the dark age as we are seeing Western culture disintegrate. Like Bane says to Batman, victory has defeated you. As for the Council of Foreign Relations meeting they had in 2020 to discuss demographics during COVID, they said that demographers have always assumed fertility rates would just come back magically, that it's women's education and contraception that are driving it lower. We aren't going to lose those things. The issue is letting women have the time to invest in child-rearing when they're too busy working on their careers. The council says we'll have to solve this problem at some point, but I think nature will simply take care of it. Once the social safety net and civilization start to crumble, people will have no choice but to re-ruralize. Grow rows of corn in fields that were once the 8-lane highways. The council also says that working mothers face time poverty when having babies, and why would they have them unless it was in their best interests? We have a choice. Either female empowerment and rights are taken away and civilization remains, or they're not taken away and it crumbles. Most of the conversation with the Council of Foreign Relations is just verbal diarrhea about women's rights. Funny enough, someone from the Gates Foundation asked about climate change's impact from falling populations, and that wouldn't less people using fossil fuels be good for the environment. But of course, it's bad for the economy. No one addresses the money issues for the longest time. Chetan, the talk, says this about India, and I quote, India's interesting, because as you probably all know, the fertility rate has been plummeting, and it's gone down faster than we would have expected based on women's education and access to contraception. As education continues to expand, access to reproductive health services continues to expand, fertility rates drop and continue to drop. Then that translates into India peaking at about 1.6 billion mid-century, around about 2050, maybe slightly before. And then because of that low fertility, it starts to look like China after that and goes into a rather profound decline, unquote. Yeah, Chetan, Indians aren't taking over the world, and neither are the Chinese or Russians. Demographics are in decline in most places, and in India, it'll peak out in 2050. But it's working-age population that'll peak out long before then. You won't be able to burn everyone and scatter your ashes in the Ganges River anymore, because there'll be too many old people to get rid of. You don't really notice a problem until the death rate exceeds the birth rate, but by then it's too late. The council says that the 85% of the decline in fertility rates is thanks to the education of women. Women's college enrollment keeps on going up in the West as well as India. Health services are also part of that. They're receiving more of those. So down the birth rates will go. Finally, near the end, there was an important question envisioning economic order that's not dependent on economic growth and an expanding population. But all the panel discusses is embracing migration to keep the economies growing, that it'll tie us over until we figure out our demographic soft landing without taking women's reproductive and work rights away. My thinking is that if the elites want to expand the human herd, they will. Right now, it's in their best interest to shrink it to maintain their energy-dependent lifestyles, so the common folk don't burn all the fossil fuels, don't you know? I also think that Bitcoin will replace fiat currencies because it's something that's anti-consumerism. You don't spend your Bitcoin because you expect it to keep going up in value over time. We will probably see hyper-Bitcoinization by 2050. The council says that Japan, with 130 million souls, will be down to 60 million by the end of the century, that it'll have a hard time maintaining its infrastructure. Finally, good questions shoehorned at the end of the talk. If the Japanese, with some of the highest IQs in the world, failed at this, then what hope is there for the rest of the world? The UN says that Israel will be below replacement in 30 years, too. I think that automation is going to free up many cashier jobs, so mostly women that work at those jobs can become nurses for elderly people. Robots will do much of the work so young people can look after the old. Those three solutions I speak of won't work forever, except for taking women's rights away, which none of us really want to do. So we're going to need another creative solution. Will it be cloning, government orphanages, or surrogacy, or nothing, and we completely crash as a species? Time will tell. As for that joy projection in Blade Runner 2049, why wouldn't she have been given an android body? That would have made a lot more sense. I guess it would just add more to the overpopulation in that world. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Chetan for the donation and topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that those Indian aunties aren't even being smashed by anyone anymore, and we'll bring India back below a billion people. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, MGTOW.TV, and Rumble to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45, and I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the collapse of civilization before I could build my cabin in the woods to escape the collapse away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.
You know how to book flights and hotels.
All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.